With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. A new sign of deteriorating relations between the U.S. and China happened on Monday as China accused the U.S. of violating the trade truce the country signed last month. Reports say China promised to take resolute and forceful steps. The agreement signed in Switzerland led to a deal to lower tariffs on each other for 90 days while they negotiated on trade. Late last week, U.S. President Donald Trump accused Beijing of violating that agreement, one day after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent described negotiations as a bit stalled. A spokesperson from the Chinese Commerce Ministry said Beijing rejects the unjustified accusations. While President Trump didn't go into details, administration officials have pointed to delays in sending critical minerals to the U.S., which are needed by several U.S. industries, including agriculture. U.S. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett said President Trump and Xi Jinping will talk on the phone this week. The U.S. has churned out record levels of ethanol since late 2024, largely due to a rise in exports and steady domestic demand. However, reports say output has dropped from record levels during the last 2 weeks, which coincides with the buildup of the summer driving season. The U.S. does have large stockpiles of ethanol that can offset some of the lower production levels in the short term. Exports and domestic travel trends will have to be watched in the coming weeks and months when fuel demand typically hits its highest point of the year. During the last 4 weeks, ending on May 23rd, America's ethanol production averaged about 1.02 million barrels per day. That's the best for the period in the last 6 years, but behind the levels of 6 and 7 years ago. U.S. gasoline demand hasn't been as impressive, with rates similar to a year ago levels. The USDA's April prices received index fell 3.6% from March, but was higher by 12% year over year. The livestock production index fell 8% in April compared to the prior month, but was still 18% above a year ago. The crop production index rose 4.9% from March, but down 1.1% from last year. Ag producers saw lower prices received for eggs, milk, lettuce, and hogs. The USDA said they received higher prices for cattle, broiler chickens, strawberries, and calves. In April, there was a decreased marketing of corn, cattle, soybeans, and hay, and increased monthly movement for strawberries, milk, broilers, and market eggs, the report said. The April prices paid index rose 0.5% month to month and 5.8% from April of 2024. Higher prices were paid during the month for feeder cattle, milk cows, nitrogen, and hay. Lower prices were paid for feeder pigs, wages, and complete feeds. The 2025 annual survey of cash rental rates for Iowa farmland shows the rates decreased on average by 2.9% in 2025 to $271 per acre. It's the first decline in cash rents since 2019, after a peak of $279 per acre during the previous 2 years of the survey. Crop reporting districts saw different results in cash rents, ranging from a drop of 6.9% in south central Iowa to an increase of 2.8% in southeastern Iowa. There was considerable variability across the counties in year-to-year changes, as is typical of survey data. A total of 68 of Iowa's 99 counties reported decreases in average rents for corn and soybean acres. High-quality land experienced a decrease of 3.4% from $328 an acre last year to $317 in 2025, while low-quality land experienced a 3% decrease to $225 per acre. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.